Bolton's 150-year-old town hall, the Central Library and Museum are among more than 100 public buildings in line for a £11.5 million investment to ensure their safety and security. Bolton Council admitted the investment is a big one in light of the burden on its budget, but argued it is to ensure the use of these public buildings in the long term. The work on both town centre buildings focuses on repairs to the roof and windows, as well as to the Baroque-style town hall clock tower. There will be surveys on more than 100 public buildings in total to check on their condition and to check for reinforced autoclaved aerated concrete, RAC, the type of concrete prone to collapse which has resulted in the closure of so many schools this year. All of the investment comes from an existing maintenance budget up for discussion by a scrutiny committee. The council's chief executive, Sue Johnson, said, "Bolton Town Hall belongs to the people and, as a council, we have a responsibility to protect it and to make sure it can still be used by the community in another 150 years. We need to make sure that our residents are safe, and this investment will guarantee the safety of all the public buildings that the public use every day. We understand £11.5 million is a significant amount of money at a time when everyone's budgets are under pressure. However, this is a long-term investment in Bolton's future, and it will avoid a larger maintenance bill in the future. The work is covered by our existing maintenance budget, which means funds are not being diverted from the essential frontline services we all rely on." Designed by William Hill, the town hall opened 150 years ago in the presence of the then Prince of Wales, later King Edward VII, the eldest son of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert. A number of additions were subsequently made to the surrounding square, such as the statues of Dr. Samuel Taylor Chadwick and Sir Benjamin Alfred Dobson. It was also, at around this time, in the 1890s, Victoria Square received its name to mark the then monarch's Diamond Jubilee. However, the work was far from over. A lot of the structure, as it is today, is a result of work in the 1930s, when it was extended westwards, and a crescent of other buildings, now housing the library and museum, was added by Bradshaw Gas and Hope, a business still to be seen in the town to this day. In the 1960s, the area was pedestrianised and other additions followed from benches and bins to streetlights and stone pavements. And in the 1990s, the Town Hall Conservation Area was created.